We're going to talk a little NASCAR now. Switch gears. Get some perspective on the news of the week. Really one of the biggest sports stories of the year so far. Dale Earnhardt Jr. saying that this will be his last season in NASCAR. Darlington Raceway President Kerry Tharp joining us now on the Capital Hyundai Capital Chevrolet phone lines. What did you think of the news when you heard it, Kerry?
Well, I tell you guys, it certainly was likely the biggest news story in our sport this year so far. You know, I probably wasn't surprised at the overall announcement of the retirement. It did, you know, take me by surprise, the timing of it, when Tuesday morning we woke up and things started trickling out on social media and the release from Hendrick Motorsports. So, you know, I think the timing of it was more surprising than the actual announcement itself. You know, Dale Earnhardt Jr., 18 years in the Cup car. Obviously, he went through a lot of health issues last year with his concussions, and certainly had a lot of time to reflect and think about, you know, what he wanted to do. You know, he got married New Year's Eve to a wonderful woman, Amy Earnhardt. And, you know, I think in his heart of hearts, he's just ready to settle down and possibly have a family and do some other things with his life. But, you know, I think that the timing of it was what surprised me, not the general tone of the announcement.
Can you help us put his legacy in perspective? How's he going to be remembered in NASCAR?
Well, he has contributed so much to the sport. He has carried the Earnhardt name with dignity, with class, with professionalism. You know, he likely had the toughest task of any driver in the history of the sport when he had to carry his father's name after his father passed away in 2001. I can't even imagine the tremendous amount of expectations that were placed on his shoulder, and I'm sure that he felt that for many, many years. And so, but I think his legacy lies in his, you know, just his popularity. He transcends just NASCAR. He's one of those athletes, rare athletes, that is popular across all sports fields. You know, he's like a Derek Jeter, a Peyton Manning, those types of athletes that just are recognizable no matter if you're a NASCAR fan or not. Everybody's heard of Dale Jr. And so I think that his ability to get our sport that type of attention, that type of awareness, certainly, you know, he deserves all the credit for that. And so when you have a driver that popular and a driver that resonates that big of a name across all facets of sport, I don't think you can put a measure on that and the value that he's had to help grow the sport.
Do you think the timing of his announcement, you know, he may have said he wanted to go a couple more years, but the fact that he's sitting, what, 24th in points right now, could that have kind of impacted, like, okay, I'm not going to go out maybe on top, so this is a good time to go?
Well, Jim, that's a great point. You know, he really isn't running as competitively as I know that he wants to run, you know, or that his fans likely expect him to run at this time. And, you know, I'm sure there's a variety of reasons for that. You know, I don't think he wanted to lead on his boss, Rick Hendrick, either. You know, I don't think he was in a position where he wanted to extend his contract past this year and put that type of situation onto his boss, who he looks at as a second father, Rick Hendrick. And the same thing holds true for the sponsors nationwide, the folks that sponsor him over in the 88 shop. You know, he didn't want to, you know, extend his partnership with them, likely in the back of his mind, knowing that he wasn't going to be able to produce the type of championship caliber results that they had expected from him over the years. And certainly we're expecting from him at this time. So, you know, I think he took all that into consideration as well. And I'm sure that weighed some into his decision.
about a minute left with Darlington Raceway President Kerry Tharp. Dale Earnhardt Jr., by the way, 26 career wins, never won a championship on the big circuit there. Dale Earnhardt Sr. won 76 times. The guy that has won next to him on the list of all time just won last week at Bristol. Jimmy Johnson now with 82 career wins. He wins three more times, and he moves into fourth place by himself on the NASCAR all-time wins list. Heading to Richmond this week, does he have a chance to tile Cale Yarborough for sixth all-time, Kerry?
Well, you know, Jimmy's good at every track. It doesn't matter if it's a short track, a medium track, a super speedway, or a road course. So, you know, I think he's certainly capable of winning at Richmond. I wouldn't say he's the favorite up there.
Who you got?
I think I'm going to go with Denny Hamlin. Denny Hamlin is a guy who that's his home track. He's won up there before. I think he's in dire need of a win. So I'm going to go with Denny Hamlin up there this week and let the Joe Gibbs Racing folks kind of break through there this weekend and get a victory.
There you go. You can listen to that Richmond race on our sister station, 1320 The Fan. He's Kerry Tharp, Darlington Raceway President. We appreciate your time, as always, on a Friday morning, Kerry.
You guys have a great weekend. Thank you.